Punters and Dribblers, welcome back to another episode of About Even, number one betting show on planet Earth, brought to you by our good friends at Neds. Shout out to Neds for their support. You can jump on the Neds app. You can follow along on our profiles, see how shit we are at betting, especially Guru. You can also go to the About Even group. Dribbler's the secret passcode, but if you do like having a punt, Neds is the place to do it. Also, let me get this fucking hat off. No disrespect to North Bondi Motorino. Nut Trucker Trucker hats. They'll probably be sold out by the time you see this, but they are on sale, and they are in celebration of the tried and tested, the time-honored tradition of trucking nut in a rugby league sense. Hellosport.shop, where you find them.
You'll notice Guru's got one on.
Guru's got one on.
Look at that. That's glorious stuff.
One of my favourite business calls of all time yesterday when the boys rang me looking for a list of nut truckers. Mm. And we went through some of the all-time greats yesterday. Yeah. A deep dive into Rugby League Project, the greatest website of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. Never heard of that page.
Who mans the ship over at the Rugby League Project? Because it's a fucking, it's got some good stuff over there. And you got to love the game to be trawling through that sort of data and uploading it.
I don't know who's steering that ship, but they're getting paid unders.
I am going to be honest here. I would be shocked in the extreme if a little bit of digging did not reveal that it was you, Guru, who works at the Rugby League.
Believe me, if it was me, I'd be plugging it left, right and centre. But I probably use it more than the guy does, to be fair.
It's actually fucking insane when you send that. Because I was calling you, I'm like, listen, we're going through Nut Truckers. We got obviously a few because you Nut Truckers, there's some real class ones. But then, having a bit of a yarn about a few, Shane Shackleton was one you gave us. Shane Tronk was one that I was actually very proud of myself for getting, just because it was like, where the fuck has that been stored in my brain? I haven't thought about Shane Tronk for years.
Alan Tung as well. Alan Tung was good.
He played Origin.
You can't. So we got it's probably worth it.
Yeah. A lot of people were trying to, where's Nuts Nutley? We played one game for Queensland and completely fucked us.
One game too many. Yeah, he would have been perfect.
Nuts. Perfect. But if you look up Nuts Nutley, the first photo that comes up is him sitting on the bench in an Origin jersey. So he ruined it for all.
He ruined it. Tell you one that we forgot that the Dribblers got into us. Well, not forgot, because we will put out more, but we did not put it in our initial offering, was Nigel Plum.
Oh.
Yeah. Like that cunt literally came out of the womb trucking. Trucking the placenta, apparently.
Yeah, he trucked the placenta.
He had the placenta under one arm and just trucked
100%.
It out. Anyway, Nut Trucker Trucker hats, they are on sale, very limited numbers. And as I said, maybe gone by the time you are hearing this. Big, we're round two, that's right. Yeah, it's round two of the NRL. It feels kind of like round three because of Vegas, but we are in round two. We've got accountability coming up. We will go through the round with our tips, unit scooper, and the hot seat for this week, I believe, maybe making its way to Edward Simpson. Should we get into some accountability? Eddie, is there anything else I've forgotten before we...
The great fucking random stats guy has looked... He's looking like he's trying to flex on everyone after this, one round. Yeah,
right. Gentlemen, how
look
are
at
we?
This fucking dickhead.
And I'm just sensing a little bit of arrogance this early in the season.
I actually, this is like, that meme where like your own head's buried in your own ass. Like you see that drawing? It feels like he's subsisting purely on the oxygen that's coming out of his own bum hole.
Can't hear you boys from down that far in the ladder. Team number one. Look, I don't like pushing agendas on the show, but this one goes out to friend of the show and great listener, PVL. I reckon we just stop the count right now. Mm. Look what we just did to the Dolphins. We scored the most points of any team so far in 2024. We outscored six of the seven games by ourselves. First team to ever beat the Fish in round one. Highest score Wayne Bennett has conceded in round one in his 50-odd seasons of rugby league football. And the last time the Cowboys won the premiership, their co-captains were both Queensland Origin winning players. So I'm saying stop the count, PVL. Just hand us the trophy now. Thank you, lads.
Oh, fuck off, mate. I actually, whilst I fully respect the get-up, I thought you were a Titans fan first and foremost. Secondly, I like the Cowboys, or I did before that.
Listen, I actually came in this week with a lot of nice things to say about the Cowboys. You've put me off. Mm. You've put a bad taste in my mouth.
You can still say them.
You've shifted me to Spite Town.
Yeah. City Slickers vibe. You look like Billy Crystal over there.
You look like you're on a holiday to the country. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You think you're in Yellowstone, but you're just not.
Yeah.
My girlfriend said I look nice. So.
Well, that sounds about right. Accountability.
All right.
Let's get down to brass fucking tacks. Pathetic. across the board. Fucking awful. Just a bad round.
And we didn't really learn lessons that were revealed to us from 2023.
Yeah, like some footage emerged. I can only put that down, Tom, to Las Vegas brain. Mm. Foggy brain. Get off the plane. Put my bets in. All at sea. Not forgetting rule number one, which is in round one, do the opposite. Do the opposite. I came in last week triple staking. For fuck's sake. Triple staking. Mm. What the fuck was going on? That's a man who had about 4 hours sleep in 7 days. There's no other explanation for it. Because I'm too wily for that, typically.
Yeah, mate. Triple staking is fucked.
Titans as well.
I know.
Like, yeah, what are we doing?
Because you're just in Vegas. You come back going like, oh, I just spent 7 days. Titans are the team that if you've just been in Vegas, you're going up for, right? Like, they're the glitz, the glamour.
Yeah, they are. They're like, a casino team.
Yeah, yeah. You pick the number one casino team. To
100%. And also in Vegas, you throw around money willy fucking nilly. Yeah. Like it doesn't even have any value. Mm. Like, you got Monopoly money in your pocket.
You're essentially you do. It's all chips and shit, right? Like,
even the cash you're handing over, like, it's fake money. I suppose US money is a little bit fake, made of paper, catch up. But absolute fucking disaster. Yep. Just want that.
I had a look through my bank statement from Vegas the other day just to get a lay of the land of how it all went down. There was one charge I had. It was from 4 a.m. one morning coming home.
Nice.
Burger, chips, Coke. How much do you reckon American?
American or Aussie?
No, American.
30?
20 bucks? 25?
$47 American.
That is...
What's that in the...
Where was that? Like at a ritzy hotel or something?
Nope. Like at a fast food place. Drunk tax, apparently.
It's about 70 bucks.
Yeah. 70 bucks?
Don't remember it.
Jesus Christ.
Not the worst bet I had in the last 2 weeks, but not...
It's just appalling. It's absolutely appalling. All right, the damage. Let's survey the damage. Imagine we're down at the wreck of Titanic, okay? And there's fuck all left.
Are we on the Titan sub?
Seriously. I mean, that sort of energy for last week from the punting. Unbelievably fucking awful. And we culminate at a certain point that just really puts into contrast what the fuck happened last week. Raiders defeat the Knights 28-12. No one saw that coming. Guru had under 42.5. Congratulations, mate. Means fuck all.
First leg of the season for Lippy, Guru.
Well done,
mate. I needed that. Thank you.
Well done. Lippy had Frizzell. Nothing doing. Sharks 16 defeat the Warriors 12. Nothing doing. Nothing doing. No, Ford. There was a couple of Mulatalos running around. DWZ nowhere to be seen. No. The Warriors 13 plus nowhere to be seen. Kennedy, Montoya.
Just quickly on that one, actually, because while we are doing accountability, I wanted to point out a really astute rugby league take from our friend Guru over there about Nicho Hynes not being able to defend.
Yes.
And then out from that game was almost like Holly and Sully about how well Nicho Hynes defended in that game. Do you feel responsible?
I thought you were actually about to give me a rap then for telling you not to go DWZ because the fullback doesn't pass the fucking football. We'll take that one. But yes, Nicho Hynes. That ruins my first 6 weeks of bets against the Cronulla Sharks. So he defended really well.
Mm. He did. He did wrecked. Very well. So wrecked. But you were correct about DWZ. Didn't look like scoring.
No, DWZ. No.
Panthers defeated by the Storm. 8-0. Storm head-to-head. I'm feeling pretty good. Pap doesn't score. Tungo doesn't score. Brick doesn't score. Either team player less than 6.5. No. Garuva. No. Chan. No. Unders. Congratulations to those that had unders. But
it was
again,
unders.
But it doesn't. It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing because no one's fucking close to anything here. Sebo of $2 to $3 fucking bets fame.
Pussy bets.
Hurting big time here, but he does drag himself out of the fire somewhat. I use the term somewhat because we will see the leaderboard in a moment. Penasini 2+, doesn't score a try for Tom. Dogs, Adokar, Karaz, the worst bet of the week. Edward Simpson, awful stuff. Awful, 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 awful. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Yeah, yeah. Bad boy. Awful bet.
Yeah.
That's fucking dog shit.
That's some serious doggy $10 wooden spoon, just in hindsight, is the fucking bet of the year.
Mate, like, it'll be the Dogs and the Tigers, and then that'll be it.
It definitely might be the Dragons. You see that game, you're like, Jesus Christ. But for you to have the Dogs to win is serious. Like, you need to go
naughty and boy.
Atone.
No, naughty boy. I need to be whipped.
Isn't there like one, there's some religious thing where you actually can whip yourself?
I think that's in Tom Hanks movie.
No, it's in the Tom Hanks book. It's in Angels and Demons.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Angels and Demons.
Da Vinci Code. Same.
It's same guy, Robert Langdon, I believe. He is like the protagonist, but I think the guy whipping himself, is it Angels and Demons?
Da Vinci Code. Like, the worst bet of the week, you've got to whip
worst
yourself.
Worst bet of the week, you get you've got to whip yourself.
He's the guy the guy at the beginning.
We'll nip down to... I'm surprised you haven't been setting one actually, Tom. Huh? Someone's been sending Tom dildos, butt plugs, sex toys.
Maybe a dildo, send him a butt plug, and a vibrating ass ball or something. I don't know. I haven't put him into practice yet. There is a big purple dilly sticking on the fridge, though, so thank you for that.
Send us a whip. Lippy, Il 13 Plus Cartwright, tick, tick, but no Penasini. Sebo, here you are, buddy. 493. Yep.
Talk us through it. Brycey, he did what I hope he would. Where he just is going for shit. Offloads, tries. You know when you can just sense someone's just happy and they're on their comeback? You know what I mean? That's what I got from Brycey. I'm not on him this week, but I'm all about him. He is now in the friend circle, the close circle, the circle of trust. And we're going to be getting a few more bangs with him later on.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're not on him this week?
Not on again.
I just didn't want to go like a double scoop of Bryce straight away and like ruin the good memory. You know what I mean? I've got a great memory, a bit of a high. The come down might take a couple of weeks. I'm not going to ruin it straight away.
So he's not in your inner circle.
He is. I don't want to, like,
you don't want to mistreat a friend.
If you've got like a fucking racehorse, you're not just racing at every race, right? You want to kind of build it up, jump on it when you can.
Well, typically they'll race three or four times and then they'll spell, mate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, to race once.
I don't – look, he might score – this is a crumb if anyone needs one. But, I'm just – I'm not changing my bet. I'm happy with my Bryce. Going to keep him hydrated. Going to keep him ready for a big night out. I'm not going back to back.
Okay. Fair.
Fair enough. Dragons 28 defeat the Titans 4.
This is a whip yourself. Actually, I don't know if this is a whip yourself
bet. It's a whip yourself bet. If you're triple staking in round one, you deserve a fucking whip, mate.
You're going to be fucking, your skin's going to be ripped open after
that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be all wound, baby. Be all wound.
Yeah.
So Titans minus 5.5, triple, that gets absolutely nowhere. Bremer doesn't score for Sebo, that sort of week. Guru at Dragons plus 6.5, but Hunt doesn't score. Lippy, Dragons 1-12, nut. Ravalawa, nut. Brimo, nut.
Dragons are good. Titans
so
look
much
shit.
Red. So much red.
Well, is triple staking a side that was missing 70% of their salary cap was bold as fuck.
And then Kieran Foran, game day. Yeah. So just
in,
horrific.
In our defense.
If Kieran plays, we get up.
Well, first and foremost, when the triple stake was put on, I believe you and I were fresh off a plane from Las Vegas.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
We were very fucking dazed and confused. We didn't look at the team. We didn't know that Fifita was out. We didn't know that Jaden Campbell was out. And then game day, Kieran gets fucking ruled out. So
Bad beat. Yeah, now put your whips away.
Yeah, it's
that's
not a
whipping.
It's not a whipping.
That's not a dog's bet whipping. No. That's just that's a bad beat. Yep. Bad rugby league beat. The final game, Cowboys humped the Dolphins 43-18. Hammer doesn't go over, though.
Needed that. Kid
Hammer doesn't go over that. Tom and I are hammer short. Guru, a drinky and a hammer short. Sebo, a drinky short. And Lippy, a felt. Got a felt, but not first, second, or third. Again, that first, second, or third market is
a mirage. Dude. Yeah. He got me on it with Marju, and I'm just he got me a couple of times last week, Rando. Got me Penasini, and he got me fucking Marju, and I won't forgive him.
Tough losses.
It's a rugby league mirage, the first, second, or third. Keep that in mind, punters and dribblers. Unit scooper. Fuck all doing. Tom, 2 from 6. I was 2 from 6. Sebo, 1 from 6. Guru, none from 4.
Shocker.
Lippy, none from 3. Hot seat. Sebo's out. I'm in. Titans minus 5.5. Gets absolutely fucking nowhere. Leaderboard. The Lippy one. 0 from 7. 5 from 19 legs. Wins with minus 4.27. That's the sort of week we
So have. The Lippy gets up first week of the season.
Well, the first week they've bet, they got up without winning
a bet.
Which is, I think we need to asterisk that sort of thing. You can't winning the week without a bet. Like, you get on the trophy, but you get an asterisk.
We win weeks without getting a bet right.
Yeah, but we don't get on a trophy for
No, that's true. You don't.
You can get on the trophy, you just get an asterisk.
Yeah. No, I actually don't think you even get on the trophy. Or is that revisionist? Nah. Is that too late?
That's revisionist.
Yeah. So he gets on.
That's revisionist. This
fucking light keeps going off up here. So they get on, but we put an asterisk.
You get on, but you get an asterisk because you didn't fucking win a bet.
And he was the breadcrumb Richie Kenner guy, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was the crummer.
You got to respect that.
Yeah, asterisk, but he's on.
Okay.
So Guru was second.
What was his name?
Already forgot.
Breadcrumb guy.
Yeah. Well done, breadcrumb guy.
We'll get you on there.
That's fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
But I think, gentlemen, that we need to just digest this for a moment, okay? And make a pact that we're going to be better because this week's been fucking pathetic.
Well, I'm just looking at the overall leaderboard now, and to be this far down after one round is alarming.
So Guru, second, none from seven, 5 from 18, -4.41. Sebo, 1 from 7, but again, had $2 bets everywhere. 4 from 16 legs, -5.33. Tom, -11.66, and I was -13.05.
Wow.
You want to look at the overall leaderboard, the Lippy leading, you can fucking put the belt on the ground. -4.27, although they have only had 7 bets, we've had 10. I still don't think we'd be winning. Guru second, -7.27. Sebo third, -7.4. Tom fourth, -13.2. And I'm last. Try this on for size. 0 from 10, 0%. 6 from 24, that's 25% legs, -15 units. After essentially one round of rugby league, -15.
Yeah, that's defending champion right there as well. That's a defending champion.
Winning them early, not winning them late.
Great. I want to put out an official warning too. Week one, I didn't get a single leg. Last week, I got a leg in every single game, no bets. This is the week for me.
This is it. I'm big. This is Roo's week.
I'm big.
I've got the lay of the land now. I know what's going on. Okay. This is the week. All right?
So, found his feet.
Yeah, Roo is 5 from 24 legs, going to clip just a 0.83% above 20%. 0 from 10. There's only of all 5 participants in the season, Lippy included, only one person has a bet where 1 out of 47. 1 from 40. 1 from 47.
That's all right. Listen, it's early rounds, dude. It's early round rugby
league. 1 from 47 so hectic.
But we were going. I think the reality is, and I think that everyone at home and in whose ears we're in right now will agree with us that, you know, we went hard early. We came out swinging round one, like as in, you know, in boxing terms. You come out, you know, you're feeling everyone out. You don't know what the fuck's going on. Yep. Now we've had a round. We've gone back to our stool. Our coaches have said, what the fuck are you doing? And now you come back out with a bit more of a vibe for things. And I think round two is going to be
good. If you're winning bets in round one, you've got no idea what you're doing. I'm actually embarrassed we've got one. We should have zero.
Yeah, we should have nothing.
No, you're absolutely right. My mistake was not just putting $30 bets on, because you're never going to pick anything round
correct
one.
I've also got a theory. Randa, you might be able to help me out. Just like the top 5 try scorers of the last 5 years, I'm just wondering, does it take a while to realise who are the new hot guys in town? Or are they always the same guys? Because you're jumping on. I had fucking like DWZ, Ponga, all these guys in the unit screen, but one of them hits. I had like 6 or 7 hot guys.
I think new hot guys emerge, and then there are some hot guys that maintain their rage.
Last year, Carney P was a hot guy, but he wasn't a hot guy the years before that. DWZ wasn't a hot guy the years before that. So it's like,
Carney P did score last week.
Yeah, but
so he continued his hotness. Was Greg Marju hot before last season?
No, he wasn't. That's what I mean. He
was
hot-ish
with the Titans, but then he went to the Knights.
He wouldn't have been a top 5.
No, he wouldn't have been.
Like, that's what I'm trying to say, these guys switch it up. Yeah. They switch it up.
Yeah.
Because, I hate to say it, but odds have already fucking tumbled for try scorers. I don't know if you've noticed this week, gentlemen, but not great.
No.
Anyway, that is accountability.
That's a tough one.
That was probably the worst, one of the worst weeks we've ever had collectively. Probably the worst week we've ever had.
It certainly feels like it, and to start the season. Should we get into some bets?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Before we get underway, Sebo, who is our Lippy dribbler for the week?
His name's Jake. He's from Brisbane. They have a little business, Naturally Cooked Sunscreen, and he got on because he's helping us out with a few things up in Brisbane. Okay. So a couple little things up
sounds
there.
Sounds like he's helping you out. You're getting free sunscroyn out.
Well, I'm getting sunscreen, but like helping us all out. Okay, really,
well, it doesn't
you know
sound
I mean?
Like we're getting sunscreen, and I am someone well, primed
I'm sure
burning.
They'll send you a whole box of sunscreen. Jake, send them some sunscreen, but yeah, we'll see. Up.
I'll say time. This, something about like the name Jake and people called Jake generally, they seem like toilers who are prepared to roll their sleeves up and just get the job done.
Jakes,
you don't see any like prima donna Jakes out there. Yeah. Jakes are
they're
like,
not authors. They're not poets.
No. You know they're not. I mean? They're fucking. Like, they're just like muscle guys.
Yeah, like you know, you don't learn about poets named Jake in English extension.
No, you don't.
You know what I mean?
They're work boots, boot covers. They're dirt on their fucking.
Hang out with
hands.
Your Kyles, D&T.
They hang like, out with their Kyles.
Build a tractor out of a fucking
and
bit of metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kyle Zaks.
And they got a bit of steel fabrication about them. You
fucking
know?
Oath they do.
They can weld well.
Yeah.
Great welders. Elite welders.
Yep.
And don't mind a rivet or two.
Love them, actually. Let's get into it.
Like they're fucking touching themselves when they go over the Harbour Bridge. Like, fuck, look how many rivets there are.
Fuck, here we go, those rivets. Actually dangerous when they drive over. They're not paying attention. Broncos and the Rabbitohs, Suncorp Stadium, game one. Broncos favourites, obviously, $1.36. Rabbitohs, $3.15. The line, 8.5 points. Total points, 41.5. I'm not making this mistake. Rando, you cowboy motherfucker, what have you got for us? Put your hat back on. What are you doing?
I'm just waiting for the Cowboys game.
You've got to wear that thing on. What are you doing?
And the sunnies. Put the sunnies back on.
Sorry, boys. Sorry.
Don't take your outfit off.
Commit to the bit.
Okay. I was going to come back to it for the Cowboys game.
No.
I think it is actually suitable for this one because obviously 24 and dry. First, I'll get to the weather because I missed that last week. It will be dry and hot and humid and at Suncorp. I'll put the hat back on as well because I think we're going to wrangle a Stags this weekend. He scored 4 tries in 4 round 2 fixtures. He's also scored 6 tries in 7 games, the best strike rate head-to-head of any player playing tonight, and that includes AJ and your Latrell. So I do like him on that right, and plus the Rabbitohs' left side defence, they leaked tries to 3 right edge players against the Seagulls in Vegas. So...
Fucking
I think it's
oath.
Time to wrangle the Stags, boys. I've got the hat for it. Surely it's on.
I like hearing that. That's where my thoughts are at. Manly fucked the house down against the against South. They went hard.
Yeah, they
Saab
did.
Saab made a couple of breaks, scored a try. Olakau'atu went over for a try. Brooks almost went over for a try. Not even on his preferred side. Dropped the ball. I would have given it to him if I was refereeing, but whatever. Manly fucked them. So I like a Stags. Anytime, but as we've said in the past, it's always good to have someone help you wrangle a Stags.
Well, you need someone.
Usually, it's very fucking difficult to wrangle one on your own. And when you see your old mate Richie Kenner of just blatant disrespect from the panel, and you see that motherfucker paying $4.50 anytime after he scored. Did he score 2 in that game?
I think he scored 1.
He scored two.
One like, great double movement.
He's a lethal try scorer.
Yeah, well, it was. But, like, fucking hell, $4.50. Thank you very much. So if I'm going to throw in a Richie Kennedy to help me wrangle a Stags, I'm getting $12.01. You are so welcome.
It's not bad value, is it?
Yeah, it's not bad value.
Richie's a price boost, essentially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's essentially the price boost button,
yeah.
Is Richie Kennedy. Yeah. I wouldn't be against them rebranding it the Richie.
As in on the Neds app. Where
on
you can,
the Neds
you can
app.
Boost
take it to the Richie level.
Yeah, take it to the Richie level. That's right.
Yeah.
Look into that. That's genius. That's what you pay me for. Now, I've gone for a little bit of a headline bet. My vibe, and this is not backed up by any statistics, which is going to shock absolutely no one, is that when there's players in headlines, rightly or wrongly, I think sometimes they go out there and just the way to fucking shake it all off and move forward in your rugby league career is to score a rugby league try. Now, the Broncos and the Rabbits both manhandled in Las Vegas is probably how I'd put it because the teams they played fucked the house down. Yeah, the Roosters played well. Yeah, Manly fucking played well. And I think that you're looking to bounce back. Now, blokes that like to run a bit of fucking seed themselves, who like to score tries in the 6 jersey, that's where I'm going this week. Ma'am, to shake it off, Walker to get the boys back on the right track, $9 for the pair of them.
So this is a bit more of a Taylor Swift bet in terms of shaking it off.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Taylor was out here recently, Tom.
She was out here very recently.
To critical acclaim, if you ask a Swiftie.
Yep. Rue, what are you doing?
Just going to say, worth noting, Ezra Mam, a palindrome, the same backwards as it is forward, Mam, which always stands out to me, something to note.
Great point. Great, great
I point. Came in here this morning very excited. Katoni Staggs this week marking up against Richie Kenner, who was given a bath last week. He's never been cleaner. until I saw that Tom also had Staggs in, but that's got me nervous, but we're going on safari together. Yep. Back us.
Yeah, I'll see you there. Well, I'll see you across the savannah. I'm obviously not hunting with you because you're with AJ.
Yes.
I'm with, but I'll see you over there and I'll be like, don't you fucking scare
same
my
park,
stag away.
Same park, different.
Yeah. We're going for the same stag. It's like, don't you scare him away, you motherfucker.
Yeah, so Katoni Staggs into AJ for me. AJ, whenever you can get him over $2, I'll swallow that up. So 864, Staggs, AJ.
Swallow ATS. Or are you, mate?
Oh, mate, you deep throw to fucking $2 AJ, yeah, right?
You swallow it. You don't spit that out.
Nah. Seba.
I'm going Trell again just because I feel he's in a bit of a mood. He's just setting up the team for when his best mate Jackie Boy comes in. When he just wants to run over people, which he did against Manly, he does it. And then Pete Kura. I've got him in my Supercoach team, and I need to get out. Remember those old, like, things, magnifying glass things?
A monocle.
A monocle thing. I need to have a look at him, and no better way than that than include him. But then I saw just those two together, 15-40 for Trell, who scored the other week, can score him, and Pete Kura, an edge back rower against, unfortunately, some kind of weak South centres at the moment. We need Jackie Boy back. We need Isaac fucking Thompson back. We need people back. We need Campbell Graham back. So 15-40 for just two legs is pretty fucking good, I reckon.
Pia Cora, what position did he play? Back row, you say?
Second row.
Which side?
Left edge.
Left.
Okay.
So he'll be going at that edge without Jai Arrow too.
Yeah, right.
Jai for the season.
It's a bit of a rookie.
I'm not sure if that's confirmed yet, but yeah, I think it's a possibility. Young Talis Duncan comes in this week, which
named after Gordy, hey? That's right.
Gordy Talis at so Suncorp as well.
Yeah. Remember we met Crumbs. That guy up in Magic Crumbs. Ground, that young kid who was also called Talis?
Yeah, that was a very different Talis, unfortunately. He was one of the more diminutive figures I've ever seen in my life. He's like, we're like, are you allowed to be in the fucking... in he the was bar chill, right though. Now? No, he was a sweetheart. I just mean he was the smallest human I've ever seen. I'm like, how the fuck are you in here, dude? Yeah. And you're named after Talis, which is couldn't be more incorrect, respectfully to you, sir. But...
When you're naming the kid, you're not sure how they're going to turn out. You're hoping that they'll have a bit of Talis about them. Unfortunately,
more
statistically,
even if you were like mid range, you'd be happy with that. Like you weren't. Not only were you not Talis, like you were tiny Talis. I guess you could call him that. But like,
well, I Talis mean, Duncan's it also it sort of works ironically then, right?
That's how you want to live. That's what you want with your actual name, isn't it? You want your parents to make it a joke, like Peter Peters. What is the what's the tough old roll your sleeves up, get your hands dirty, Jake doing?
Mam and Arthur's 560. I'm guessing he's a Brizzy follower. Like if he's up from there, but it's a pretty boring bet if it's his own team.
Yes, it is. You know, you got to get way more excited for your own team. You got to be fucking throwing the bat at it. Next up, we got Sharkies v. The Dogs. This is at Shark Park. $1.32 the Sharks, $3.40 the Dogs. The line, 8.5. Total points, 39.5. Rando.
Just for both Friday night games, obviously both in Sydney, 21 degrees and wet. There'll be light rain in the morning around 1 to 5 millimetres, and then just some before kickoff. We'll start with the Sharks at Friday night. Specialists. At home, they have won 8 of their last 9 games on a Friday night and won 6 of those 8 games by 10-plus points. So I do like the line here. Dogs have failed to cover as the underdog in 4 of their last 5. For try scorers, Mulitalo at $1.92 is your lock. 5 tries in 5 games against the Dogs. 6-game try-scoring streak at home. And the Dogs leaked 3 tries down their right side last weekend.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Sharks like a greasy ball.
We like that.
Sharks do love greasy.
We like that. I like wetness. I like moistness coming into this fixture. Now, obviously, I whipped myself incessantly after my Dogs bet last week. Having watched the game on the weekend, I realized that they're spineless, basically. They don't have a spine. They're in a chair. at the moment. And... I just can't seem scoring many wet weather points. Even if it's not raining per se, if it's just a bit moist out there, I just can't see him. I can't see him scoring jack shit. So I like the Sharks. I don't have the Sharks, rather. I like Ronaldo Mulitalo because he scores rugby league tries, and I like unders for $4.08.
Would be wary of Preston, though. That guy can can score a wet weather try, I reckon. He just looks like a wet weather footballer.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob like, Preston. Yeah. Well, I respect Jacob Preston, but I'm merely pointing out that I don't think this goes over 40 points.
Jacob Preston looks like the guy from small country town that plays A-grade for 45 years. And looks exactly the same week in, week out for all 45 years.
And you can rely on him, toils. But you're right, though, I can see him soaked.
Yeah.
Absolutely soaking wet, just doing a
job. He can punch a durry on top of Everest kind of vibe, you know what I mean?
Oh,
just
like
walk up, climb up in a day or so and just...
Picks up everything real quick as well, like, oh yeah, do you want to come play golf? Oh, I've never played before. And then just fucking pumps it like 400 metres, you know, okay, into the wind. Rui, what are you doing?
Mate, for this game, I'm going Britton Nikita. I think he will cross. I love him as an anytime try scorer. You'll notice a themeione the year. And boys, I've gone Sione Katoa. Now, I found, and Sebo can back me up as a super coach head, whenever all the stats point to Mulatalo, you can bet your fucking dick Katoa's going to score. And when they all point to Katoa, Mulatalo always crosses. It's like just the black hole at the Cronulla Sharks. It always plays out that way. So I'm going to take Nikita and Katoa, 760.
Nice.
Great. Sebo? Love that. Yeah, for me.
I have got Mulatalo, but I took Katoa in a bet later. So that's kind of, I'm picking both, but not in the same bet. But I like the Dogs just, like the amount of the crowd and the commentators celebrated when they just scored like a regulation through the hands try. Like it's just, they're a long way from where they need to be. The Sharks are going to be in a bit of a mood going, okay, we did a good defensive fucking thing last week, but we need to actually show the attack. Talakai was sick. Mulatalo should score. I'm just going left side, strong side. Those two, Talakai, Mulatalo, 661. Playing the Dogs is honestly like playing the PlayStation game against itself, not against like a human. It's just the shitty kind of Rugby League 2 Big Ant Studio AI. It's useless. You know what I mean? Unfortunately.
We haven't had a Talakai bang in a while, I don't think.
No,
I can't remember a Talakai.
No, we only scored a couple times.
I think someone got him once last year, but he was tough to come by. I see 8.5 rugby league points and I just laugh. I giggle to myself. I try not to giggle too loud. I don't want to draw attention to it. I don't want to get everyone to pound that fucking thing. I am taking him 8.5 because it's the easiest bet of the week. And then I sit there and I go, last week on this show, on our show, Nico Hines was disrespected. He was disrespected. We're a pro Nico Hines organization here at Shane Keith Productions at Hello Sport at About Even. And he was disrespected and I don't like it. And I don't stand for it. So I'm going Sharks -8.5 into a Nico Hines anytime against a side that is objectively fucking god-awful. And you're going to get $6.58.
We'll just remind you, a year ago today, pretty much Bulldogs, I think round one, they went pretty average and everyone was bagging, giving it to them. They actually went down to Melbourne and absolutely demolished the Storm. I'm not sure if you remember that. Round two last year, with a very impressive performance.
I do, so actually.
I think the Sharks win and went well here, but Canterbury, they got up for this game big time.
After they lost to Manly, they went down and pumped the Storm.
But wasn't that like more of a Storm bed shit to start the season? Like they kind of were really bad for a few weeks there, right? And everyone was saying they're not going to make the eight.
I mean, it has to be a Storm bed shit in that sense, right? Because the Dogs sucked ass last year. But like, it still can happen.
The Raiders, you can see like, okay, we don't have any creative players. Ricky gets us up and about. The Dogs try emulate that, but they just like, I don't know. I just don't know what brand of footy.
I can't see it either. History's history though.
I forgot that they'd signed Connor Tracy and then now he's in the side. I'm like, why isn't that guy in the side almost?
He should be the fullback. It's ridiculous.
He should be in that side. He's a footballer, that kid.
They've actually brought him in on the wing. I wouldn't be surprised if they move Kiraz to the wing and play Connor Tracy at centre.
Why the
that
fuck?
Would make
I mean,
more sense to me. But.
So Tracy's replaced Adam Carr.
Yeah.
Okay.
Connor Tracy's a footballer.
That kid,
footballer.
Lippy.
I almost wish I got on him.
Nikora and Ronaldo Mulatalo, 868. That seems pretty juicy.
Ronaldo, Nikora. 868.
I think we're still getting a bit of odds.
We're still getting some juice. Next up, we got Panthers v. the Eels. They're out at Penrith. $1.38 for the Panthers. $3.05 rugby league cents for the Eels. The line 7.5. Total points 35.5. Rando.
Put up a stat this morning how no team has won more games against the Panthers during their current dynasty than the Eels. They have won five of 11 fixtures. They haven't lost to them since that 2022 grand final. They won both games last year. They've won four of their last six meetings. So at minus 8.5 or 7.5, the line is at. Kind of like taking para there. Always tough to pick a try scorer, but if you want to, you got to look on that right edge for the Panthers. To'o is your man there. Scored in 9 of his last 10 games at Bluebet, 13 tries in 11 games at the ground last season.
There you go. Tell you what, I don't think the Eels, I don't necessarily believe they can win this game, but I will not be able to live with myself if I'm not on them and they beat the Panthers again, given those stats.
They've beaten the Panthers, obviously.
They Rando love beating the Panthers when there's nothing riding on the game.
They get the fuck up for this game. And round two means absolutely fuck all. This is cherry ripe for the Eels.
Mm. And cherry they looked ripe. Good last week.
They did look good last week.
So, I mean, like, I don't know with this bet. This isn't a, like, this is more just a, like, I can't miss out. This is a FOMO bet.
Yeah, based on the last few years, I don't know how they keep beating this mob, but they always seem to do a Parramatta, so I don't think you can leave them out. I think last week would have taken a bit out of Penrith too. 8-0 against Melbourne, down there, pretty tough. We know Penrith starts slow. I'm actually stoked to see everyone go Parramatta. Very impressed, boys. Very good.
Mm. I was watching the game last week, and this will lead into my bet, punters and dribblers. I must admit, at the pub, as I watched the Eels manhandle the Dogs, I thought to myself, I wish I was on the Eels, and I wish I was on Cartwright.
Well, no, but you're on the Dogs.
I know,
and you're on like Carras or something.
But as the game unfolded, Tom, and you see the error of your ways, you start to yearn for a different decision, for a different life.
So as you see the bet going the opposite of what you predicted, you were wishing that you were on the opposite of your bet.
That's correct. That's exactly right.
I would fucking have that every time.
That's exactly right. Do you know, it's fucking annoying. Mm. It's almost like, I tell you what it's a little bit like, is when you buy a lottery ticket, you've got your numbers, you might randomize a couple, but you've picked some, right? And then the numbers come out and you see them and you go, they look like numbers I'd pick.
Yep.
They look like numbers I'd pick.
Yep.
But you didn't, but they look like numbers you'd pick. Now, this week, Eels Cartwright, if it hits, great. If it doesn't, then my numbers didn't come up. But they look like numbers I'd pick. these look like numbers I'd pick. Eels Cartwright, 10-13.
I've gone Eels into Taylan May because he's hot right now and he's like the hot boy. Everyone's talking about him. Everyone was talking about him off the back. And then you go Eels and then you take him on the other side. You get 11.58. That's nice odds.
Taylan paying a pretty penny.
Well, having him together like that.
It's because you're taking
the Eels, the other side. He's winning. But May's scoring. True.
I've got pretty much the same bet. I'm just giving Eels the 7.5 start.
Because you're a pussy.
I wanted to go like unders, but I've been fucked over by this bet before, taking the Eels line and then the unders. Check the tapes. It's happened to me every time. So I'm staying away from total points. Taylan May, though, he looked insane. So if he can just go over 6.28 for just one try scorer and an Eels line, just because you're mixing it up.
Yep.
Guys, I've gone Eels head-to-head there. I've gone the unders. I think this game could be a sub, you know. I reckon it definitely goes under 35. I reckon it could go under, like, 24 here, to be honest. I reckon it'll be really low scoring. Boys, I shuffled in probably 34 fucking names as any time try scorers in here, and I just couldn't settle on anyone. So I'm going to play it safe. Eels head-to-head, unders 35.
560. Nice, Guru. Nice.
What's Lippy. The sleeves up guy doing?
Either team to win by less than 10.5, under 37.5, and Targo. 872. Really gross bet when you have to kind of, doesn't rhyme, doesn't, you can't just say legs. You know?
It's not. Yeah. There's no fluidity to that bet.
Yeah.
It'll probably get up.
Part of it I don't mind.
No, I like it, but there's no fluidity to the way that that bet is conveyed. And maybe that's not important, but somehow it is.
Fluidity important.
From the sunscreen baron there. We move on in earnest. Raiders Tigers GIO Stadium. Raiders are $1.44. Tigers $2.80. Weird price for the Tigers, I would have thought. The line 7.5 points. Total 44.5 points. Rando, what can you tell us as you sit there looking like an asshole?
Thank you. 21 and dry in the nation's capital. The Raiders, they've won their last 7 against the Tigers. An interesting one, though, is that the Tigers have scored 6 or less points in their last 7 games before halftime. The Tigers have failed to score over 6 points in 67% of their Saturday games last year. So that's paying $2 for a bit of juice. For try scorers, Huddy Young seems to be the scorer to watch. 4 tries in his last 4 against the Tigers. 4 tries in his last 4 Saturday games at GIO Stadium.
Okay. I don't trust the Raiders enough yet. Like, I don't trust them. So even though I'm like... you think they'll win? I just do not trust those motherfuckers.
And it see, like but that should be, yeah, you look, yeah, okay. We explain why you've got 3 try scorers
because,
and play for the Raiders.
Because this, because I don't know what's going to happen, right? So I'm just trying to get some value.
Three try scorers implies you think they'll win.
No, what it is is, I have no fucking idea what this game will do at this like period of the season. So what I'm doing is I'm going with like recency bias and literally last week recency, which is Savage and Huddy anytime. Mm-hmm. And then I'm throwing in Rapana because I'm just trying to juice this bitch because I'm not going to do $2 shit bets like Sebo and get your asshole ripped apart. So I'm like, let's just try and fucking stack it with some Raiders who I hope to win. Like conventional wisdom would suggest they'll win, but you don't know because the Tigers seem to bring teams down to their level, which is an awful level.
Down to the muck. $12 for a 4. Like Huddy Young's paying $2.50. Is short as fuck.
But... he does score.
He doesn't score that often. He doesn't
not
score.
250 often. No, I reckon he's all right. Often. I reckon 250 is all right for Huddy. I reckon it's all right.
Let's get. Well, how many tries did he score last season?
Who the fuck knows? That's a broke back mountain over there.
Are you not worried as well that it's technically Tigers round one?
So that he scored like, 9 tries out of 24 games last year.
Don't mind that.
That's not 250.
That's not 250.
Fuck no, it's not 250, but it's recency bias, right? So you've got to go with what you know.
I think Sebo brings up a really good point. Round one for the Tigers, they looked fucking bang average in the trials, copped a heap of shit. They've had 2 to 3 weeks to think about that now. I reckon they come in and look okay here, Tigers. I've got unders, and boys, I'll give you a little CBA tale. Strap yourself in. I did a little thing for the Q Cup at the end of last year, looking for some CBAs up there. Had to pick 4 dudes. One of them was Fate Ape from the Brisbane Tigers then. Hadn't had any interest in first grade yet. The West Tigers signed him a couple of weeks ago. He's come down and he's making his debut this weekend. CBA bet, I think it'll be the left centre, Fate Ape, to cross into unders.
Okay.
He's got a centre scoring name.
That's a that fucking name good name.
I actually like the look of that bet.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe I just like the look at Fate Ape. But
I like the look of Fate Ape.
I definitely like the look of that. Again, Tom, looking at how the game played out last week, and again, back to seeing numbers that I like the look of, Xavier Savage fucks. This we know. You can guarantee your left nut that if you put Savage in to fuck for you, he'd get the job done and you get a pat on the back. Zach Hosking, born in Manly, big tick. Spoke to him last year off my head at the Newcastle Hackers. Is that a tick? May as fucking well be. I like the cut of his jib, Zach Hosking. I think he's a fucking toiler, which is what you need in a shitter, which is exactly what this will be. Raiders, Tigers, you need toilers to get through the shit because you'll be wading through it up to your waist. Zach Hosking goes in 6'10".
Not bad.
It's all right.
Not bad.
It's okay.
Okay.
No one's bet here except maybe Ruse. Is better than okay, I reckon.
Well, that's because he's put a bloke in that no one knows and we like shiny new things.
Yep. Every pundit saying, you know, Raiders have no halves, blah, blah, blah. They're up through the middle guys, Papali'i, Tarpani. So I'm just, this is like the Eels bet. I'm just going, well, everyone's saying that's how they're going to score their tries. Like up the middle, Tarpani, 5'20". Like I'll just take that. That seems to be their thing. Just give little short balls to these guys inside the 10. One of them will crash over against the Tigers, you'd think. For $5, I'm willing to risk it. So Tarpany, anytime, 5'20".
Up the guts and into him sort of stuff.
I don't hate that bet. I actually think that's the best bet.
Yeah. I think he's like, if he's going to...
I almost want to steal that bet.
Well, you got... Yeah.
What's the... what's that? What's the fucking thing in Mario Kart when you can steal people's weaponry? Is it a ghost?
Is it?
The ghost.
Yeah, is it the ghost?
Yeah.
Jesus the ghost steals stuff.
I want a fucking ghost.
Well, you can control C.
Yeah. I know. I'm just trying to... I am going to ghost it. Fuck that. fuck it, I'm ghosting.
You don't like your three try scores.
I don't mind it. I'm indifferent, dude. I'm indifferent.
Tony hasn't scored against the Tigers since 2018, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
that actually works in my favour. Front row every score. Who's not going to score a $2.50 Hutter Young? That's what's not going to happen.
No, he will. I'm telling you. He will in the last four.
He'll score in the 70th minute.
Watch my fucking bet get up. That's all right. I'm ghosting it.
If you can band, if you can put a bloke in a band, I don't know if you can, but Huddy after the 70th minute is not a bad bet. He scores late all the time.
Oh, like just a minutes bet.
Well, I don't know if you can do minutes bets, but if you could, that's what I'd be doing.
So what, Tommy, for a guy that doesn't trust the Raiders, you've chipped about 30% of their starting side for a try this morning. It's incredible.
Well, I've actually... great impersonation of a guy that trusts them. But the thing is, I don't trust them, right? I'm being honest with the punter and the dribbler out there. And because often I'll move markets, right? So I'll put a bet down and then they'll follow follow fast. So I've got to be honest with the people. I don't trust them. But this is what I'm doing because I'm trying to make the best of a confusing situation. The thing about round two is it's just round one, but a week later.
That's correct.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's round one, but it's just literally 7 days later.
Yeah. Well, it's the cousin of round one.
It's the cousin of, or it's a brother of round one, really, because they're both of the same, like, very close bloodline. And it's that basically, you know, nothing of what you're speaking.
A bastard brother.
It's a bastard brother. That's right. Yeah. Or like a half brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if it's a brother, then it's sort of like it'll be about 25% similar to round one, you would say, statistically.
Yeah. So with that in mind, round two being basically round one, but a week later, it's very hard to know what the fuck you're doing. So I just am throwing shit at a wall
but
here.
I get your trust issues because, as everyone always says, you know, there's like two or three sides who are in the top eight who fall out the next year and two or three get... like, I've got a lot of trust issues with a lot of teams, mainly Newcastle as well, because it's like they were you get these teams that come really hot and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, maybe skinny black jeans aren't that hot anymore and you guys are still wearing them. Mm. Like you're out of fashion a little bit. Like there's a lot of like, it's going to happen to everyone. People aren't going to be sure. They're going to have trust issues. There's no fucking way that the exact same guys and teams are going to score as they did before.
You don't want to be the last guy wearing skinny jeans.
Exactly.
You want to be taking them off before they're really...
You don't want to be the first either.
No. Yeah.
You want to be right in the bell. Yeah. Right in the bell curve. Yeah.
When you're still getting paid out a little bit by the guys who are going to be the last guys,
then that's what you want. But like, if you're the last guy wearing skinny jeans, you're in huge trouble. So I think that makes sense. That's where trust issues come from.
$11 for Huddy Young last try scorer. There's the breadcrumb. $11.
$11. Huddy last try scorer. I will be having a sidey on that.
Yeah.
Lippy Raiders minus 7.5 to Tomoko 393.
Beautiful. We move on. We press on. Cows Knights, Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Cows $1.40, Knights $2.90. The Lions 7.5, total 46.5. Big total there. What do you got for us there, Rando?
Be 29 degrees and wet, 1 to 5 millimeters expected during the match. The Knights, they haven't won in Townsville since 2015. They have lost 6 of their 8 games in Townsville by 12 or more points as well. So I do like the Cows to cover that line. For try scorers, bit of value for Val Holmes. He has a great record against the Knights, scoring 15 tries in 12 games, 2 tries in his last 3 home games against them. And the Knights' right side defense led in 40% of their tries last weekend against the Raiders.
We love that.
Who's the center that he's marking up?
Dane Gagai.
And then the new winger coming in for Tom Jenkins. See, that's what's got me hard. The Knights last week looked like Rando over there. They had their noses buried in their own assholes, high on their own supplies in 2023. You know what I mean?
At home.
They were so high on their own supply. And what we realized is that they are potentially not actually a very good side, which I know sounds controversial considering they made the prelim, I believe. But
And it's round one.
But
you can only go off what your eyes show you, mate.
Yep.
And my eyes showed me a rugby league side that's been licking its own doot for too long.
Yep.
By too long, I mean all off season, and got humbled, absolutely humbled at home. So with that in mind, I think the Cowboys, who will be at home, Queensland Country Bank Stadium, I think they put a job on the Knights. I like Tuolungi and I like Val Holmes at 6'14". That's what I like.
What are you thinking there, Roo Dog?
Mate, I actually think the Newcastle Knights bounce back a little bit here. Round two.
Nah. Got to be kidding yourself, mate.
Round two. it's always bounce back round. I'm not sure if they'll win, but I think they'll put up a fight here. Mate, I think Kai Pierce-Paul, he's starting on the left edge. Dylan Lucas is out. I believe Kai Pierce-Paul is going to play big minutes. For Supercoach players out there, he played 40 minutes on the weekend. He scored 43 points. The reason for that, Jackson Hastings just fed him ball all game, and he is the biggest guy on the field. $5.40 for him to score is outrageous. So I think this will be the Kai Pierce Paul coming out party here.
You're a KPP fan, aren't you?
Huge KPP guy. Yeah.
I'm like, big. What would you do to him, sort of thing?
With the size of him, I don't think I could do much to him, to be honest with you.
Would you let him do anything to you?
He could do whatever he wanted to me.
Okay. Yeah. That's nice. Okay. And it makes sense. I see Tuala out. I see a young Tom Jenkins on the wing. And I see an astute rugby league playmaking duo in fucking Dearden and Chatty Townsend of I'm a halfback guy. And I see them just pounding that cunt. Just sending traffic at him, sending shape at him. He's wigging out, and I see Taulangi getting 2+, 525.
Yep. I think Newcastle are. I'm happy to jump on some cows, guys, because they're at risk of being like that felt hat from General Pants. We talked about the skinny jeans, but remember when everyone wanted that floppy felt hat from General Pants?
Well, it wasn't. Like, was it floppy or was it a broad brim?
You could get the floppy one.
Yeah, but you could get the floppy one. A lot of Northern Beaches dudes at festivals.
Yeah, it was like the last days of the Great Sydney Festivals. Everyone had that same fucking hat.
Yeah.
Everyone had it. Even like the country conservative boys are wearing them. You know what I mean? And people going, this hat's never going to go out of fashion. And it's kind of like with the Knights, where it's like, we won 9 in a row. Yeah, but you also got like 4 wooden spoons a few years before that and didn't win a game ever. So you might be the fucking felt hat. I have a feeling that you are. Like, I have a small feeling that you are. So I'm just taking cows try scorers. I'm happy to be wrong, but someone's the felt hat. So I'm taking Drink and Taulangi 524.
Yeah, someone's a felt hat. That's basically what you're getting.
Yeah.
How on earth Kyle Felt didn't get a bait?
I know exactly. Yeah. I mean, unbelievable. Shit, unbelievable.
Dude.
Damn. That's not your breadcrumb. That's your loaf.
There's your breadcrumb. Fuck that up.
There's your crumb.
Who's up? Have you gone, Ed?
I've gone Lippy, Cowboys -7.5, Greg Marju, Nanai, and Tuolungi, 1396. Lot to happen for.
Lot to happen.
Fuck
there.
All odds there. Lot Nanai's into about 210.
He's in Huddy Young territory.
Yeah, well,
Huddy's in Nanai territory.
So I don't like the odds there, bruh.
No, fuck lads to happen in that bet. All right, let's press on, shall we? Storm, Waz, Amy Park. Storm $1.40, the Waz $2.95, line 6.5 points. The total is 40.5 points. Rando, what do you got?
Really like the Storm here at home. It'll be 22 and dry in Melbourne. Warriors, they haven't won in Melbourne since 2014. In the 10 wins at home against the Warriors, the Storm have won. They have won by 6 or more 8 times. So I do like Melbourne to cover that line. A bit of a left field try scorer here, Nick Meaney. He scored 6 tries in 5 games against the Waz. He has scored in all 3 games when repping the Storm against them as well. So I don't mind a little dabble on him at right centre.
I don't hate that, but I do hate your outfit, so I don't know that I'm going to be able to follow you there, Rando. Thank you for that. Sebo, what are you doing?
I might actually take... swap out DWZ for Meaney.
For Amy Meaney?
Yeah, because I came into this. I'm looking at this game.
I'm going to be changing it.
And I'm just going, I can't find any constitution. Like, I can't find felt hat. Can't find skinny jeans. Can't find a fucking reason to bet on anything. I'm just thinking that might mean it's unders because Storm kept Penrith to 0. So you'd think they'd keep fucking Warriors to 0. And then I just want one try scorer because unders is not even $1.90. It's like $1.80 something. So I'll take in Meaney. I'll get the odds to you later. But under 40, 40.5 and Nick Meaney to score.
What are you doing, Roo?
I really like the Warriors in this game. I think the Warriors hurt themselves by starting so well last week. They absolutely blew Cronulla away in the first 15 minutes. And I think they thought they were just going to cruise home for the rest of the game. Sharky's very resilient, but, mate, the Warriors still looked very, very good to me. I think $3 for the Warriors is outrageous. I thought Penrith, their pack really didn't fire last week. The Warriors' pack, they looked tremendous against the Sharks, and I think they can blow the Storm away through the middle. So I'm going to take the Warriors at $3.
When the Warriors are $3 against the Storm and then the Tigers are like 2-something against the Raiders, that to me seems like there's a mistake there. Like, who's more likely to win against the opposition?
I do not understand this market for the Warriors, personally. I really like them.
Okay. Well, the man's seen value, and you got to respect value. You got to respect the man sees it.
Yeah, you do.
I had Montoya in there. I'm just going to follow Rando. for once, I'm going to follow you here, mate. Now, I want this on the public record, that if you were to let me down, okay, that's it. Line through your sort of stuff. Under 40.5 points, Nick Meaney, $6.04.
So if Meaney doesn't score, you're putting a line through him.
Put Rando.
What if it goes overs as well?
Have you given me any stats around overs or unders? No, you haven't. No. So the line will
it's gone
will
overs
be
every
marked.
Time.
I hate this game to bet on. It's awful. So I've just gone Storm minus 6.5 into Jerome Hughes. I have no idea, but that's all I can say. 527. I'm not going to waste everyone's time.
Okay, mate. I think that's great. Why not waffle? Why waffle on for 20, 30 minutes when you don't have to?
Correct.
Lippy, Storm, WDWZ, Cattell, 14, 13. Jake, not really getting my dick hard this week.
Well, not that bet. That bet's just sort of like rushed. It feels rushed. That bet feels rushed to me. Let's move on. Manly, Roosters, Brookvale Oval, Pride of the Peninsula v. the salary cap cheating Dogs. Manly, $2.20 outsiders value. Roosters, $1.68, line 2.5 points. The total, 40.5 points. Rando, do not disrespect my side.
I won't be. It's going to be wet and wild at Brookie. 10 millimetres expected just before kickoff at 22 degrees.
20 mil?
22 degrees. No, 10 mil, 10 mil.
Still a lot of mil.
That's a lot of mil.
Anything over 5 is a good chunk of mil.
They do say heavy showers in the description.
Oh, that's a lot of mil. That's sheltered.
The Roosters, they hate playing at Brookie. They have a 27% win rate at the venue. They're worst of any current ground. They've won twice on a Sunday in the NRL era in 9 games. So I do like Manly $2.20 because of the weather, because of the new players coming in. I'm not touching a try scorer for this one.
Okay.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm touching a try scorer.
Who are you touching?
Listen, Manly win and win well. We know that. There's no way Manly lose at home at Brookvale after destroying the Rabbitohs, after going into favouritism to win the comp. I just think Manly go out there in front of its people, in front of their people, and put on a rugby league clinic. As you said, Rando, we like to hump the Roosters, the old foe, the old nemesis when we're at home. We like to hump them generally. 2013, robbed. But I think Manly win. Now, my try scorer, you might say it's conservative, but I wanted to come away from this round with a win. Just at least one fucking win. I need one fucking win. We know Manly win. We know that. Homole had the best preseason of anyone at the club fame, of fucking will play for the Blues fame, of can you fucking stop him close to the line fame? No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Homole is the biggest, thickest presence in the fucking competition. He scores a try. If it's slippery, goes short. Look long, play short. Crashes over. 574. That gets up. That gets up. That's a guarantee. That should be paying $1.10. Honestly, it should be. Should be $1.10.
I mean, his name always reminds me of Guacamole.
100%.
And you remember there was a time where Guacamole didn't really exist?
Guac.
You know what I mean? Guac wasn't.
Well, it was only in the Mexican dishes.
Yeah, only you'd have it in there, but then all of a sudden, any picnic, especially with the girls, someone's brought a new guac that they just made. Like, and it was just.
Well, guac's now sold in tubs at Woolies and shit.
Yeah, guac is just like a main. Like, people pay at Mad Mex like fucking $15 for a bit of guac the size of a coffee.
Yeah. You fills you up and then ruins the rest of your meal. Yeah. Mate, I didn't eat an avocado till I'd left Dubbo, let alone guac.
Yeah. So he is, but he's like the guac now. You know what I mean? Like, there was a time where you didn't see a kind of edge back rower like, well, Sonny Bill maybe, but not for a while, like almost a certainty to score. And now he's here and you can't not have him in your bet. I wish I had him in my bet. I don't. I'm going Turbo on Wong. Again, that's just a little super coach related thing with Wong and Turbo, 10.58.
Okay. Roo, what are you doing?
Mate, I think Tommy Turbo owes us all a meat pie from Vegas. So I'm going to double down with him. And a little family bet coming up. Burbo and Wong, two guys I drafted this year, marking up against each other. Spoke to them during the week. Going to let each other just slide through for a meet. A couple of super coach points.
Match fixing.
Thanks for coming. Turbo, Burbo, Wong, $46. Didn't know it was raining. Not ideal.
I've got Manly head-to-head, obviously, but I've got a Tommy bet. Now, for those of you that don't know, my name's Tom. Tommy, an affectionate nickname that my family give to me. It's also just a nickname that anyone called Tom would get, so it's something special. But obviously, we've got a couple of Tommies on the Seagulls this weekend. Tommy Turbo, as Guru so astutely pointed out, owes us one, maybe two, but that's all right. you've got Manly into Tommy Turbo. Who's just slid onto the wing for a debut with the greatest club in the competition? The man named Tommy Talau. Mm. Little fact about Tommy Talau, punters and dribblers, he's in love right now. He's in love with a Roosters NRL. No, that's T-Pain. He's in love with a Roosters NRLW player in Jess Sergis.
Oh, yes.
So he's already, like, I don't want to go too far here, but he knows the Roosters, and I see him pounding the Roosters. Manly head-to-head, Tommy, anytime, 9:15. Tommy bet.
Nice, mate, nice. The Lippy, either team to win by less than 10.5, a Turbo into a Dommy Young, 7:52.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dommy might be the one caught wearing skinny jeans at the end of this year.
Yeah, Dommy might be a skinny jeans bet.
Yeah.
He might be. Who knows? He might not be as well.
He might be.
He could be fucking...
He could be amazing. He might win fucking try score of the year.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the last game of this round. We've got the Dragons v. the Dolphins, the Fish, up at KO Stadium. Punters and dribblers, Guru, Kempe, Maddie the Waterboy and Hammy doing a live show on KO from Dragons Stadium. What time's that on?
I believe it's 2:45 to 3:45 New South Wales time. We're going to be up there live on KO. We've got two Origin players joining us on the panel.
Okay. Current?
Current. Two Origin players, four heads. They are Queenslanders.
Yeah. Love it. We've got the Fish there at $1.96. The Dragons at $1.85. The line, 1.5 points. And the total, 45.5 points. What are you doing, Guru? Brando, fuck. Oh, dude, that's the first
almost,
one.
You almost had a perfect round. You've never had one.
You've never had a perfect round.
What do you got for us, Randall?
Before I do, quick shout out to William Wood on the About Even Facebook page, who's put up a new graph now about how many times you skip me versus bets won.
Yeah.
And it's out to 5-1 now. So
yeah.
I think I'm going to win the season.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
I'm going to win
Randall
the season.
The bets,
with the Finns and the Dragons game, 24 and dry at KO Stadium. Now, the Dragons, they have struggled up north, losing 15 of their last 16 games from Brisbane up the Sunshine State. They've also lost their last 8 games from Brisbane northward. The Finns, they have a 67% win rate at KO. Speaking of KO Stadium, the Hammer, he loves scoring there. 3 tries in 2 games. He also scored in both games against the Dragons when he is playing fullback.
Mm. Okay, I now go back to the rugby league guru down the end there.
I thought the Dolphins looked so fucking average last week. I was very disappointed in them. As I said it for a few teams, I think there's going to be a bounce back this weekend. I'm not seeing it from the Dolphins. The changes they've made to their side, there's a lot going on there. I think the Dragons, I think they start the first 4 or 5 weeks rock hard fit, ready to go. Whether they can do it for 27 weeks, I'm far from convinced. But I'm going to go with the boys from last week. Sloan, he was electric. 3 tries last week. Lomax, he was almost player of the week for me. He was everywhere. So Sloan into Lomax,
$9.58. $9.58. Now, I've just got an alert that's come up on my phone about some irregular sort of odds here that we've been given by Rugby League Guru. It says 9.58 for Sloan and Lomax. I'm just not sure whether that's valid or not. I don't know. I haven't actually done any of the maths.
Think you might be cheating?
Well, I would hate for second round 2 of this fucking illustrious punting season to be marred in controversy when, you know, dear close personal friend, Rugby League Guru, is cooking the odds.
But in hindsight, looking at the bet, have got me nervous. Yeah.
Sloan Lomax, 9.58, when Sloan Sully is 7.70 for Tom Birmingham. It does make me wonder whether Rugby League Guru has been trying to cook the books. Now, I'm gonna just get one up here. We go a same gamer on the Neds.
I'll save you some time, Tommy. I have cooked the books.
He's cooking.
$5.20.
Oh, that's a big deviation.
Jesus Christ.
What is it? The green hat. He wants it. Baggy green.
Oh, mate, yeah, he wants the baggy green. Listen, crook.
Listen, you can't earn one through.
Well, it's not earned if it's stolen.
No, that's right. You're stolen valor.
Stolen valor there. So we'll amend those odds, Sloan Lomax, to $5.20. Now the shortest price of this game for anyone betting. I noticed that last night, Guru, in all honesty, because I put on Sloan and Sully. And I'm like, how the fuck have you got better odds than me, bruh? Because Sully is longer than Lomax. But I've got both of those boys. It's there's nothing about it. I don't know. Didn't expect the Dragons to do anything, so now I'm just getting on him. Sloan, 3 tries last week. I'm on him. Sully, former Manly player, looking good, looking fit. I'm on him. 770.
Mate, I'll be completely honest with the punter and the dribbler. This game does not make me feel anything. It makes me feel almost dead inside, like lifeless. And I've put on a lifeless bet for no other reason than I didn't mind the odds. They were okay. Again, I wouldn't follow this bet. It is what it is. I needed to submit one, and this is what I've put up. Herbie Farnworth, because he doesn't like passing the ball. Maybe if he pins his ears back and has a crack, he scores a try. And Ben Hunt, because he leads the fucking team around the park, and if he sees an opportunity, he'll take it. 8:41, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, I also don't feel much of this game. Like, I saw just how many, like, Dragons legs we're taking. And are we being hoodwinked here? Like, one good game, and everyone's, like, loading up and all these fucking Dragons legs.
Yep.
And I was like, well, I had like, Bird in there, right. And I was like, nah, I'm just taking one Dragons legs. I'm just trying to restrain my emotions a little bit. Just because they look good last week doesn't mean they're not the Dragons. So I'm just going Lomax and Herbie, 644. Not inspiring bet. I'm just taking a double and over $5 is pretty good. Just keep it a safe kind of odds over $5. I can't say much more. Like, maybe Dragons are good. Maybe they are. Maybe they're, you know, but I just, yeah, I'm scared of how many legs we're so confident in.
Yeah, it's a great point. The Lippy, you won't like the Lippy's bed then. Hammer, Hunt, Asako and Ravalawa, 2360. Well,
that's a double ender.
That's just a lot going on.
No, it's a shitload going on, especially for 2360.
Just a lot going on. Don't like it. Don't like it at all.
All right, that's the games. Now let's get into our unit scoopers, the opportunity to change our stars, punters and dribblers. Time to scoop some units. Rue, I'm going to send it over to you for the first unit scooper. Thank you, sir. What do you got?
I really like the Sharkies. I think they will cover the 8.5 line against the Canterbury Bulldogs. My next two bets, as I said, I think the Eels are a very good chance to beat the Penrith Panthers. I think the Panthers, very good defensive side. It'll be low scoring. I'm going to take Eels 1-12 and the unders, 35.5. And then the Warriors, as I said, I think they're a very good shot to beat Melbourne. I think it'll be tight. I think it'll be unders once again. So Wars 1-12 and the under 40.5. 136.60.
It sort of freaks me out.
I like that bet.
Yeah, it looks not simple, but it actually is quite simple.
It's quite simple.
No, I like that bet.
And it scares me.
I think that's a good bet.
Is it just across three games?
Three games.
Yeah.
That, 136 bucks.
Yeah, the bet scares me, and it'll keep me up at night.
Bet terrifies me.
Yeah.
That's boogeyman stuff.
That is. That's sleepless nights, what's hiding under my bed sort of stuff. That bet hides under my bed.
Correct. Now, I've got a nut trucker bet in honor of the fabled nut trucker. You'll notice Guru again in the nut trucker hat because he likes to truck nut. Shout out to all the nut truckers out there trucking seed for the game and for the nation. I've just gone two nut truckers this week. I've gone Sean Kepi. Starting up front for the Bunnies. He's got plenty of nut trucker about him, played for Manly, so I know his game well. And I would argue the nut trucker in the competition right now, Mark Nichols. He'll be off the bench for the Fish and hopefully just gets into his work, starts to plough a field and gets the job done. 77.50 for the boys.
Coming off the bench is very nut trucker as well. That's... I like that for Mark. 77.50. Listen, in fairness, probably should be about 600.
Marky does score, though.
No, he does score.
Just quickly, Tim Williams tells a great story on Mark Nichols when he was playing for the Raiders back in Toyota Cup back in the day. It was round one, and the week of the game, they said, oh, you know, who's going to be the goal kicker in this side? Under 20 sides, all these new players and everything. They had a goal kicking comp. Mark Nichols won it. So he got to goal kick that weekend. I think he went 0-5.
Oh, no, we love that.
That's great.
That's
fits the
just
bill.
Pure nut trucking right there.
I'm by looking at the odds generally here, I'm a semi-conservative here. I've just gone for 4 anytime try scorers, and they're all wingers. This is a wicked wing sort of a vibe here. I've gone AJ because when he's on at $2, as we said, you deep throat AJ at $2.
You do.
Katoa again. I like the stat you said earlier. It was sort of more of an opinion. Than a stat, but when Mulitalo, the favourite to score, Katoa always scores. Xavier Savage is a bit of a please, sir, can I have some more Oliver Twist and Taulagi also of the same ilk. 21.33. It just would be nice for this to happen where it's just like, here you go, bang. Just a nice little chunk of units. I'm not trying to blow anyone's dick off
here. As we've discussed, it's the trebuchet bet because you're trying to get you spend $270 each year on unit scoopers. So if you don't recoup a 20-to-1 something bet, you have to make up a shitload of units to stay positive.
Yeah.
It's
the trebuchet bet.
Yeah.
Correct. No, I still don't entirely understand it, but I do appreciate that you do.
Yeah, you're getting like shit to like
other people
units
get
to then throw at shit.
Other people get it.
That's all that matters. No, listen, I'm not saying I'm saying I don't get it because I'm an idiot. Not that it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but if anyone's gonna get the trebuchet bet, it'd be Sebo.
Yeah, I know. So that's why mine's probably gonna be more Wicked Wing, because if anyone's gonna eat Wicked Wings, it's possibly me. Sebo.
Feels like a challenge.
I went to just a trebuchet philosophy or constitution, if you will, $31. And I kind of taken a bit of round one hangover and going slightly the opposite of what I think. So like in the Broncos Bunnies, I'm like, okay, Arthur's Mariner. I've never really bet on him. I was tempted to go Arthur. So I'm like, well, just go Mariner. Happened the same thing with Katoa. Talangi. I'm like, well, Talangi scored last week. Just go Felt. And then I just came across like just a Dragons try score. I'm like, when the fuck would I ever put a Dragons leg in a four-leg ATS trebuchet bet? Never. So do the opposite of that. Sully, 31-42.
Again, can't hate on it. It's trying to just bloody, you know, plug some early season holes.
Yeah, it's not bad.
The Lippy Dribbler doing here of underwhelming generally? This week,
mate.
Fame.
$6,073.23 it's paying. So if this gets up, it's fucking good night, nurse. Yep. Dean Mariner, Ronaldo Mulatalo, Isaac Tungo, Bulla, Best, Luke Metcalf, Ethan Bullimore, the Bull, shout out to you, bro, and Ravalawa for $6,073.23.
I'm going to get on that because I don't want to miss out on someone.
Dribbler. That's his constitution.
He's spelt out Dribbler. Nothing like alternating between first and last names to get that done. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I just check it, obviously, and a couple bucks found itself on that bet as well.
Yeah. I'm going to get on that.
Get on the Dribbler.
That's actually his best bet of the week.
Nice.
Would you not agree?
Oh, mate, it's certainly his best bet of the week. The other's been pure shit.
All right, time for the hot seat. Who's in the fucking hot seat this week? It's Eddie, because Sebo couldn't get a goddamn bet. He couldn't even get one because he stinks. But it certainly looks good for me. I feel like I'm positioned really well. Like I'm sort of just sitting here waiting, peel and work. I'm about to peel.
I actually think I'm in the best position.
But you can't pick a bet.
But you're discrediting me, mate. What if I just go on some run? Seven in a row or something like that. Unlikely?
Yeah, highly. Okay. Anyway, let's get to the hot seat with Edward Simpson.
All right, punters and dribblers, I find myself in the hot seat under the bright lights. Now, if anyone can go 8 weeks in a row and win the damn thing, it's the champion from last year. Forget my round one betting. Just trust in the pedigree. And the pedigree's there because I'm the fucking reigning champion. It's as simple as that. Now, to get the ball rolling, I'm going to go with something guaranteed. Sure as shit. Will not miss. Will not fail. Will win. Manly at home against the Chooks, 220. Thank you very much. I will gobble that up. Manly put Roosters to the sword. We bend them over and we have our way. There's absolutely no denying it. Anyone that gets rugby league is on board with me. This is one down. I'll have seven to go next week and I'll be drowning in $1,000. Very fucking simple.
All right, punters and dribblers, that is us for another week. Shout out to Neds again for their support. We couldn't do it without you. Thursday night, Hello Sport YouTube, we've got the Rugby League Nerd Out. It's myself, Eddie, Guru, and Timmy Williams live streaming the, Broncos and the Rabbitohs. Beers and break-evens for Roo, Rugby League Guru for Roo, anything else. Roo Crew, new Patreon for Guru, go and check that out. If you like rugby league and you're a fucking rugby league nerd, then the Roo Crew on Patreon is where you better be. Where you better be. Nut Trucker hats on sale, hellosport.shop. They also might not be on sale because they might be sold out already. Is that it, Eddie? Is there anything else?
See you later.
Good day. Multivitamins at begoodhealth.com.au. Ciao.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.